Hi there. The word for you today is, give your entire life to Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The story is told of a man reading a newspaper when he came across a map of the world. So he clipped it out, cut it into pieces, and told his little boy to put them back together again. He thought that would keep him busy. Well, after a while, the boy said to him, I've done it. The father marveled, as quick as that. How did you do it? The son said, I turned it over, and on the back was a picture of a man. I put the man together, and the world came together. Hello. You can't change the world, but Christ can change you, and when that happens, your world will start coming together. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. But don't just give Jesus your heart. Give him your entire life. Yes, the thief on the cross found redemption in his dying moments. So there's no age limit when it comes to salvation. But as J.O. Wilson points out, and I quote, suppose that Paul had been converted at 70 instead of 25, there would have been no Paul in history. There would have been no Matthew Henry because he was converted at 11 and not at 70. A Jonathan Edwards because he was converted at 8 and not 80. A Richard Baxter because he was converted at 6 and not 60. How much more a soul is worth that has a lifetime of opportunity before it than the soul which is nothing? Lambs are worth more than sheep in the realm of souls, as well as in the realm of the marketplace. So the word for you today is, give your entire life to Christ.